こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ニューヨークで開催された唐辛子の大食い大会で、世界一辛いと言われる唐辛子キャロライナリーパーを食べた34歳の男性が可逆性脳血管連縮症候群になっていたことが、今週の医学誌 BMJ の症例報告で明らかになりました。男性はキャロライナリーパーを食べた直後から頭と首に激痛が走り、吐き気に襲われ、症状は数日間続いたとのことです。検査の結果、脳内で複数の血管が狭窄していることが分かりました。可逆性脳血管連縮症候群は、医薬品の副作用のほか、コカインやアンフェタミンなど違法薬物が原因となることは知られていましたが、唐辛子を食べて引き起こされたのはこれが初めてとのことです。キャロライナリーパーはハバネロの22倍の辛さと言われています。
At a chili pepper eating contest held in New York, a 34-year-old man consumed a single Carolina Reaper pepper, known as the world's hottest pepper, and suffered a medical condition known as reversible cerebral vasoconstriction syndrome. The incident is documented in this week's BMJ Case Reports Journal. After eating the pepper, the man felt nausea as well as pain in his head and neck. That lasted for several days. A diagnosis concluded that he had constricted blood vessels in his brain. Reversible cerebral vasoconstriction syndrome had been known to be caused by medications or illicit drugs like cocaine or amphetamines, but not spicy food. The Carolina Reaper is estimated to be 22 times spicier than habanero peppers.
So, blood vessels って言っても arteries って書いてあったから、まあまあ太い血管が詰まっちゃったみたいな。あの、実はキャロライナリーパーってもう世界一辛いわけじゃないんだって。知ってた？なんか何年か前までは世界一だったんだけど、まあ当然もっと辛いのを作るために荒廃してる人たちがいっぱいいるから、今一番辛いのはペッパー X っていう種類で、キャロライナリーパーが150万スコヴィルっていう辛さの単位なんだけど、ペッパー X はその倍の318万スコヴィル、
はあ、
でこのスコヴィルってなんだよと思って調べたら、その150万スコヴィルっていうのはつまり150万倍に水で希釈するとやっと辛さを感じなくなるっていう意味なんだって。
はあ、So how do they actually go about this, like rating something?
知らん。
Does someone do that?
わかんない。でもだから当然唐辛子の個体によっても辛さがちょっと違うじゃん。だからこの、例えばキャロライナリーパーは150万スコヴィルですって言った時も平均してっていうこと、だからまあ食べるもの、その時食べるそれによってはもうちょっと辛かったり、もうちょっとマイルドだったりっていうのはあるんだろうけど、
Is it just a higher concentration of thoseWhat are they called? Like the caps?
Capsaicin.
Yeah.
So,
are they just getting higher and higher concentrations of those?
うん。どんどん辛くなるように荒廃させていった結果がこれ。
I want to see a historical graph of those Scovilles.
ね。
And see, you know, does it follow Moore's law? Like, what's the rate at which it gets spicier?
ね、どうなんだろうね。
Because 1,500,000 to over 3 million is quite a big jump, right?
そうそう。だからその間に数年しか空いてないから。
And now they can breed those things. They can, you know, mix the pepper X with something else.
Yeah.
And when, if they get in there with some CRISPR or something, then they could really... I mean, I have a question. What's the point of doing this?If we're at the point where you eat one of these Carolina Reapers and you end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now we have something that's twice as spicy. Are there people that can actually eat this?
いるんじゃない？でも食べれる人は。でもさ、辛いのすごい好きな人いるじゃん。もう罰ゲームぐらい辛くしても全然平気みたいな。 でもなんか
Are they really though?
体に悪そうだよね
Are they really? They seem okay, but are they really okay though?
でも人によって全然違うじゃん。ちょっとでも全然ダメな人と、結構いけても汗もかかないで平気な顔してる人といてさ、それはもう人間の個体によって許容量が全然違うのは面白いなっていつも思ってたんだけど。
How much of that do you think is nature or nurture? You think it's genetic? Like, you know, if you're from South America, you're good with spicy food or?
そう、私友達で、全然平気な子がいるの。メキシコ人の子なんだけど。それ、彼女はいつも自分で、私はメキシコ出身だから辛いのが大丈夫なんだ。つまり環境のせいって言ってたけど、子供の時から辛いの食べてるからって。でも、本当に一回タイで間違えて変な、すごい辛いやつを食べちゃったのね。私が。で、本当に死にそうになって、もう涙めっちゃ出るし顔も真っ赤になって息もできないみたいな。でも彼女はそれを食べて普通にしてたの。その時にもう、なんていうの?体の限界の差を感じた。
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that happens to everyone when you go to a restaurant with a friend. And I remember, I thought I was one of those people that could eat really spicy food when I was a kid.And I would eat kind of spicy food. And I went to this, I don't know what it was. Some Asian spicy chicken place in Austin, Texas with my friend there. And he ordered this spicy chicken thing. And I looked up at the waiter and said, oh, I'll just have that the same thing. And he looked at me and he was like, dude, you should probably order something else.
Oh.
But there's a part of me where it's like,Oh, you think I can't handle this? You think I can't hang you?
男のプライド。
Like, you think, like, I'm thinking I might smoke this guy. Like, I'm just going to eat this. And I'm going to have a totally straight look on my... I'm not even going to touch no tissues, nothing. But no, I had a couple of those things. And I had to excuse myself.
Oh, God.
And I went to the bathroom, and I was, like, sweating, and my heart was racing.
My
face was leaking from, like, every... like, I could wipe my face completely, and it would just be wet again in, like, 2 seconds. Like, that's how bad it was. Yeah.
結構辛いの平気な方を普段は。日本の辛いものっていうか。
I think everyone should use the Kokoichi scale
to evaluate
themselves.
はいはいはい。
And on the Kokoichi scale, I'm 4から。
あ、でも結構辛いよね。
But I can't touch 5から。It kills me.
Okay.
So I know precisely where I am.
Right?
Where are you?
私辛くしないタイプなんだよね。
Okay.
ゼロから でも3からでもちょっと。あのね、なんか辛いと疲れない?わかる?だからキムチとか全然食べるんだけど、その辛いカレーとか、辛いチキンとか、四川料理とか、なんかすっごい辛い麻婆豆腐とかあるじゃん。すごい疲れるから、
It's kind of like a drug, right?
なんか楽しめないんだよね。
You kind of get, pumped up, like you get, it wakes you up, right? So it's kind of like an odd stimulant.
It's definitely not mellow, right?
What's the deal with the, you know how karashi like wasabi has a different...
そうだね。わさびはなんか熱くはなんないもんね。ツーンとするけど、種類が違うよね。からしも熱くはなんないよね。
But they're not breeding those things to make them ultra, ultra spicy, right?
あ、そうだね。いらないね、それは。
Are they combining wasabi plants and making some super...
あ、確かに。
Some super wasabi?
でも、わさびにツーンとしてるの求めてないもんね。あれは味が美味しいじゃん。風味を味わうものであって、辛っけりゃいいってもんじゃないもんね。
Really?
でもそれ作ってる人もいるのかな?よりツンとくるわさびとかすごい嫌なんだけど。
This whole thing is all about...
だって逆じゃない?高いわさびほどツンと来ないじゃん。 の高級寿司とか行ったらさ、ツンと来て涙出るってほとんどないじゃん。
I guess so. It's so different from the other spicy thing. I almost feel like it should have a different word than spicy.
だってキャロライナリーパーとか絶対その風味とか関係ないもん。
Like your mouth burns more, right? Where wasabi, like, it does something to your, like, third eye or something. Like, it's up here.
そうそう、目の後ろみたいな。Yeah. そうだね。次。カナダの不妊治療クリニックで男性医師が治療の際に使用する精子を勝手に自分のものとすり替えていたとして集団訴訟を起こされています。発端は1990年に不妊治療で娘を授かった夫婦が、夫婦二人とも青い目なのに娘の目が茶色だったことを不審に思い、DNA 検査を行った結果、父親側と血がつながっていないと判明したことでした。その後の調査で、先週の時点で同クリニックで授かった子供のうち少なくとも11人がこのノーマン・バーウィン医師の DNA を持っていることが分かりました。他にも父親以外の精子が使われていた夫婦が16組、また自分が選んだ精子ドナー以外の精子を使われていたという患者が35人おり、バーウィン医師の精子とすり替えられていた可能性があります。バーウィン医師は2013年に4人の女性患者に間違えた精子を提供したとして資格停止処分を受け、その後医師を引退しています。
A doctor at a fertility clinic in Canada is facing a class action lawsuit for replacing the family father's sperm with his own sperm to impregnate 11 of his clients without their consent or knowledge. In 1990,After undergoing fertility treatment and giving birth to a girl with brown eyes, despite both parents having blue eyes, a DNA test was conducted determining that the girl had no genetic relation to the father. An investigation then revealed last week that at least 11 children conceived through this clinic had the DNA specifically of Dr. Norman Barwin. Furthermore, another 16 children did not have the DNA of the family father,and another 35 children had DNA that did not match the intended donor. Dr. Barwin had his license suspended in 2013 after admitting to having inseminated 4 women with the wrong sperm and retired soon after.
そう、もう超絶キモい。あの、まさにしかもアメリカのアイダホでも同じような内容の裁判が始まったところで、まあ、それは訴えてる人は一組の家族なんだけど、同じように不妊治療のお医者さんが勝手に自分の精子を使ってたっていう、でそのバレ方がすごい今時だなって思ったのが、まさに 23andMe みたいな DNA を提供して情報を得るサービスあるじゃない、あれを使ったんだって娘が、そしたら自分の親とつながらずになんか違う人とつながったみたいな、そしたらその二人ともお父さんが同じってことが分かって、あれ誰って見たら不妊治療の時の先生だったっていうのがバレた。
That must be happening, or similar things must be happening to a lot of people, right? You know, once people start going on this 23andMe thing, I mean, anyone who's done this kind of behavior or similar is going to have a bunch of children showing up on 23andMe.
そうなの。 23andMe ってまさにソーシャルフィーチャーがあるからさ、 Facebook みたいな感じでこうつながるじゃん、あなたの DNA 親戚はこの人たちですよみたいな、でもちろん個人情報があるからこう名前とか住んでるとことかまでは分かんないんだけど、リクエストしないと。だからすごいよね。ただこれ分かってるだけでこの数だから、このカナダのケースは。だからこの人70年代からお医者さんやってて、その70年代からもうなんか怪しいって思ってたっていう懸念を持ってる人たちがいたらしいから、最悪もっと全然いる可能性もあるんだよね。
What do you think the motive is for something like this? Like, what is this guy's complex? Like, what's going on here?
そう、だからそれを考えると本当にキモいっていう結論にしかならないんだけど。
That's fine. That's whatThis show's about.
じゃない？だって。
Is it like a, you know, it makes me think about evolution and the drive to like propagate your own genes or something. and that there must be some deep biological imperative in males to spread their genetic material all over the place. I mean,
そうなんだけど、その一線を越えて自分の精子を実際にしかも患者を目の前にしてるわけじゃない、カップルで、
うん、
で私たちの子供お願いしますって言われてるのに自分の精子を勝手に使うって本当に、その人がさ、そいつがちまちまさそれをラボでやってるところとか想像するとめっちゃおぞましくない、
うん、
もうおかしいよ。ホラー映画だよ。
I don't want to imagine the, you know, the scene of that guy with the test tubes or whatever.
Yeah.
Just like jerking off into some, you know, like,
yeah.
The whole thing is, I don't know.
私も不妊治療クリニックにお世話になってる身として、正直、mm. 確かに見えないわけじゃん。
Mm.
ラボでどうなってるか。だから、卵を自分の取って旦那の精子渡して、それがねどういうふうに管理されてるかも見えないし、まあどっかですり替わってたりしても、うん、まあ私には分かんないわけだけど、なんかまあ信頼の上で成り立ってるっていう意味ではある意味脆いといえば脆いけど、
うん、
まさかさ、well. 自分のにしてるとは思わないもんね。
Well, when the parents both have blue eyes, I mean, it just seems so, like, it's such a dumb move.
ね。
Like, just basic,
yeah.
You know, like, Gregor Mendel, like, super basic genetics.
So.
Would, I mean, how could he not, I mean, he just must have assumed that they wouldn't think it was weird. Yeah. I don't know.
So, この夫婦も、だから、なんで娘の目だけ茶色なんだろうと思って、他の先生に相談したんだって、
hmm.
そしたらその他のお医者さんが、いやちょっとそれおかしいからテストした方がいいんじゃないって言ってきて、でやってみたら本当に違ったっていう、
hmm.
もうめっちゃやだ、なんか
It's too creepy.
しかもやっぱりさ、私個人的に経験してるからこ そ, その卵を取るプロセスとか本当に痛いし辛いし大変なわけじゃん。
Well, it was probably a lot worse too in like 1990.
そうでしょ?
And, you know.
で、やっと授かって、で、妊娠、出産も全部経てさ。で、結局、このキモい医者の子供だったって言われた時の、もうどういうふうに処理していいか分かんないよね、自分の頭でそれを。
Right, well, I mean, I just feel really bad for the kid.
そう、子供もね、
you know,
どう思っていいか分かんないよ、ね。
They didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the really messed up part.
それが絶対にバレないと思ってやってたのかもしれないけど、カンセクエンス考えなさすぎだよね。
Do you think it's this like Genghis Khan type gene propagation drive?
分かんない。
Some lizard brain impulse, like super deep.
全然理解できない。できたらむしろやばいと思う。
Because it's kind of like, you know, the idea of legacy. You know, if you don't have any children and you die, it's over.
Yeah, but、
right?
だからそれを一回じゃないんだよ、でも。
Yeah. Well, yeah.
When like, are you going to get satisfied?
Well, you're...
It's crazy.
I don't know. But...
しかもさ、お礼とか言われるわけだよ。あ、妊娠、あの先生のおかげで無事妊娠できました。ありがとうございました。みたいな。そこでさ、しめしめ、本当は俺の子だけどなって思ってるってこと?もう超キモいじゃん。
But, you know, he never thought that there would be something like 23andMe where these people would, you know, be finding stuff out this way. I mean...You probably wouldn't expect that back then, right?
まあ、そりゃね、そりゃそうだよ。
So he was a bit surprised too. Not as surprised as we might like him to be, but...
あとさ、まあ、不妊治療で言うと、今日かなんか、昨日か今日出てたニュースで、中国でカップルが不妊治療してて、こう受精卵を凍結した状態で事故で死んじゃって、それが4年前なんだけど、mm.そのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんになるはずだった人たちがその受精卵を使って 代理母で出産してもらって孫ができたみたいな、
うん、
それも受精卵を要は病院から引き渡してもらうために2回ぐらい訴訟して、
うん、
で使えたってことは多分勝ったんだと思うんだけど、でラオスかどっかその代理母が合法のところに行って、
うん、
孫が無事生まれましたっていうニュースやってた、
うん、There's gonna beIt seems like there's so many different ways to be born and,、
yeah.
and, brought into this world,、mm. Both in terms of who gives birth to you and whose genetic material you consist of. And I wonder, like, what... There's going to be some identity questions about those sorts of things for people, you know? Like the case you just mentioned. But people are going to have...stories about where they came from that people have never had before.
そうね。この中国の件に関しては、びっくりするぐらいすんなり、まあいいんじゃないと思ってる自分がいる。
うん。
なんだろう。自分がその死んじゃった親の立場だとして、自分の親がそれを自分の死後に使うっていうことは別に抵抗ないし。
うん。
なんだろう、まあそれが良くないと思う人もいるのかもしれないけど、もうここまで来ると個人個人の倫理の好みの問題というかさ、
うん、
どこまでOKにしてどこまでダメにするかっていう。
Well, it's like the question of if you have a child when you're much older, you may not live that long, so you may not be able to raise that child for as long,、うん、and that is not.That's not ideal for the child, right? And so, in some ways, we're moving away from kind of an archetypal ideal for what a child, for what we think a child should have growing up. And so, you know, there's good things and bad things. I think we're all kind of having to weigh it out case by case.
次。今週月曜日、Appleが自社で使用している電力の 100% を再生可能エネルギーに切り替えることに成功したと発表しました。世界43カ国にあるすべてのアップルストア、オフィス、データセンターが再生可能エネルギーを使って稼働していることになります。また、同様の取り組みを行うサプライヤーも新たに9社増え、合計23社になったとのことです。こうした環境対策により2011年と比較して温室効果ガスの排出量を 54% 削減しています。
On Monday, Apple announced it had successfully transitioned to using 100% renewable energy. All 43 stores, offices, and data centers are being operated using renewable energy. Also, 9 more suppliers are now using 100% renewable energy, bringing the total to 23 suppliers.These efforts are projected to reduce Apple's greenhouse gas emissions by 54% compared to 2011.
そう、すごいよね。
うん、I mean...
Apple Store なんてめちゃくちゃいっぱいあるし。
They had been stating this as a goal for some time, right?
Yeah, yeah, そう。ずっと90何パーセントとかの時からまあ発表してて、100% 目指しますって言ってたんだけど、まあサプライヤーも巻き込んで一緒に。やっていきましょうねっていう。
But there must be many more suppliers than just 23, right? They must have.
これはそのこの23社も 100% クリーンエネルギーっていうことだから、まあ100人は足してないけどやってるっていうところも入れれば多分もっといっぱいあると思うんだけど、この増えた9社の中に日本の会社も入ってたね。ただまあ当然 Apple はこうすごいリソースを使う製品を作っているわけで、それをまあ次々新しい商品を出して結構な早いサイクルで新しく買わせるっていうマーケティングも展開しているので、そこはまあ批判もされてる。だから一方という感じ。まあ結構最近も話題になったけど、なんかバッテリーを自分で変えられないとかさ、あの新しいバージョンが出たら古い機種使ってると遅くなってるとか、そういうのもまあ長い機種をずっと使わせない ような取り組みの一つだから、うん、まあビジネス的にはその方がいいのは当然なんだけど、まあ環境としてはそれはどうなのっていうのもある。
I saw some, there was some research、last week suggesting that it may make business sense to extract rare metals from discarded electronics rather than,、mm. than mining.、it seems like that might be true for some materials、mm. not, and not others. But you have to wonder like, what ends up with all these devices and all the computers we use andI think we should, ideally, we want these suppliers to all be using renewable energy as well.
Yeah.
And this is, we're talking about a company here, but this is something that individuals can also do. And there used to be a concept of like your personal carbon footprint. You remember、mm. this? I haven't really heard anyone talk about it recently. But you could figure out how much...greenhouse gas emissions you were contributing to the environment、
yeah.
By analyzing your lifestyle. I mean, they have surveys that kind of will estimate that sort of thing.、Mm. And that would be a more decentralized version of this, where if there are some things we can do, but it's not easy for you to like reduce your own personal carbon footprint, right?
Yeah.
Like, what are you...I mean, you probably make some considerations for that, right? Like using less plastic bags or
yeah, yeah.
using LED lights or... I mean, something like LED lights over several years can make a significant difference,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
In this Apple case, I think they haven't actually gone out and installed the...alternative energy capacity to cover all their consumption, right? They're paying the market price for alternative energy, even though the electricity they're actually using may not be from an alternative energy source, right?
Right. 一応なんかソーラーのパネルとか自分で持ってる分もあるから、そっから持ってきてる分ももちろんあると思うけど、それだけで 100% っていうわけじゃないと思う。
You've seen their spaceship thing, right? I mean, they called it the spaceship.
The office?
The new campus.
Right.
That has like solar panels going all the way around.
でもやっぱりこういう大きい企業が、まあ中小企業からやるの方がなかなか難しいから、こういう大きい企業がね、やってくれると、そこからスタートみたいな感じで。
Well, they have like more cash than anyone else
yeah.
in the world, right? They,
yeah.
If anyone...should be doing it.
次.
Researchers at the Gladstone Institute in San Francisco have successfully treated human neurons expressing apolipoprotein E4, which they have identified as a major factor for Alzheimer's disease. The APOE4 gene results in production of a protein with the same name. People who have one copy of the APOE4 gene have a twofold increased riskof Alzheimer's, and people who have two copies of the gene have a 12-fold increased risk of Alzheimer's. The researchers found that the APOE4 expressing neurons produced amyloid beta, which can accumulate into amyloid plaques, resulting in neuronal death. APOE4 also had higher levels of tau phosphorylation, which can lead to an accumulation of phosphorylated tau,that also results in neurofibrillary obstructions and neuron death. In their experiment, they were able to use a molecular structure corrector to convert APOE4 expressing neurons into an analog of less toxic APOE3 expressing neurons. The treatment restored normal function and eliminated signs of Alzheimer's disease in the cells. The paper was published in Nature Medicine.
学会誌ネイチャーメディシンに掲載された研究で、グラッドストーン研究所のチームが、アポリポタンパク質 E4 がアルツハイマーの大きな要因であることを発見し、それを発現する神経細胞を治療することに成功しました。 APOE4 と呼ばれる遺伝子を1つ持つ人はアルツハイマーになるリスクが2倍で、2つ持つ人はリスクが12倍になります。チームはアポリポタンパク質 E4 を発現する神経細胞がアミロイド β を生み、それが蓄積してプラークとなり神経を殺していることを発見しました。実験でアポリポタンパク質 E4 を発現する神経細胞をアポリポタンパク質 E3 を発現するものに変換すると、細胞の機能が正常化し、アルツハイマーの兆候が消えていました。このグラッドストーン研究所ってさ、山中伸弥教授がいたとこだよね。
うん、
これすごくない？
Yeah, well, there's some debate about how amazing it is.
Ah, okay.
Because there's still some disagreement about the exact causes of Alzheimer's versus more latent symptoms of Alzheimer's.
え、これさ、このアポリポタンパク質 E4 が発現する、その神経細胞からエクスプレスされること自体の原因は分かんないってことだよね。
Well, if you have the gene, then that means that the gene of that name, then it means that your neurons will express that and produce that protein.
Ah, okay.
I have one copy of the APOE4 gene.
そうだよね。
うん。
覚えてるよ。それ23andMe で言われたやつでしょ？
Yes. Someone save my future mind.
じゃあこれをやってもらわないといけないじゃん。
Well, they don't know. So there's some people that think that it's not really the amyloid beta plaques that is the problem.
Okay.
But rather these amyloid beta oligomers? Oligomers, I think they're called. And the oligomers are kind of a prion type. It's like a contagious misfolded protein type thing. And so this kind of treatment could prevent Alzheimer's from getting really bad, but it may not be addressing the main issue. Or the oligomer camp is wrong, but they're not quite sure exactly yet. What was interesting is that they've tested this exact thing in mice, and they weren't able to do anything. It was only in human cells that this mechanism is identified, the plaque generation.
Oh, so なの?
Yeah, so they managed to establish some difference between the mouse model and humans.
面白いね。え、そもそもネズミもアルツハイマーになるの?
I don't know.
そこ自体は一緒なのかね。でもアルツハイマーって本当に難しいんだなと思うよね。毎週ぐらいさ、論文があって、もう世界中でみんなが研究してるのに、こうはっきりした原因も治療法もあんまりよくわかんないっていう。こう感染って言ってる人もいるし、それこそジェネレックっていう人もいるし。
There's definitely a lot of work on Alzheimer's.
ね。
You know, like ALS, there are certain diseases that when people are around those diseases, they become quite, you know, passionate for good reason to fight to eliminate it. And Alzheimer's is definitely one of those diseases that people absolutely just want to eliminate from the earth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
One thing they've established recently that's kind of relevant to this, but they found that the glymphatic systems in your body or in your brain clear these beta amyloids on a regular basis. I mean, they're always doing this. But the rate at which they clear the things that could accumulate into a plaque increases during sleep. So...
ああ、そうだね。よく言うよね。ちゃんと寝ないとダメって。
Yeah.
あの、いや、でも本当にこのアルツハイマーとか認知症とかの時に、あの、前にも、あの、睡眠のさ、論文一番最近紹介したやつ、みたいにさ、あの、ちゃんと寝ないと、それが蓄積して、良くない。悪化するみたいな。
Yeah, there are processes that keep your brain running smoothly that need to be carried out.
しかもなんか悪いサイクルになるみたいな言わない？こうアルツハイマーとか認知症だとちゃんと寝れない人が多くて、でそれでさらに悪化するみたいな。それがもともとちゃんと寝れてないからより悪化してるのか、悪くなって症状の一つとしてちゃんと寝れないのか、ちょっと分かんないけど。
Well, I've suffered from insomnia most of my life, and my grandmother had Alzheimer's. So I don't know if they're related to each other. Like, is there something about the way your brain works or this gene or something that affects how you sleep? I don't think so. I think it's just a bad coincidence, or maybe worrying about it keeps you up. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't worry too much about it, but get some sleep, please.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
See it.
Researchers at Plymouth University are using artificial neural networks to classify planets and assign a probability of life metric based on atmospheric observations and hundreds of parameters. The project was presented last Wednesday at the European Week of Astronomy and Space Science in Liverpool. The classification of exoplanets is based on spectra, or atmospheric observations, with five separate categories based roughly on present-day Earth, early Earth, Mars, Venus, and Titan, five examples of bodies with somewhat archetypal atmospheres that could potentially host life. Such methods may be helpful in directing future spectral analysis by high-resolution instruments like ESA's Ariel space mission and NASA's James Webb Space Telescope.
イギリスのプリマス大学の研究チームが人工ニューラルネットワークを使って惑星を分類し、それぞれの惑星の環境やその他の要素から生命が生存できる確率を推定するプロジェクトを進めています。これは先週水曜日にリバプールで開催された欧州航空宇宙科学週間の総会で発表されました。プロジェクトでは生命が存在し得る環境ごとに太陽系外惑星をそれぞれ現在の地球タイプ、初期の地球タイプ、火星、金星、タイタンの5つに分けるよう人工ニューラルネットワークを訓練させました。こうした方法は今後 ESA や NASA の天体望遠鏡を使った分析に役立つ可能性があります。
Yep.
面白いね。
It's happening.Finally, we'll have AIs find aliens for us.
お願いします。
person who gave this presentation, or the lead researcher here, Christopher Bishop, he stated, and I quote, "We're currently interested in these ANNs for, well, artificial neural networks for prioritizing exploration for a hypothetical intelligent interstellar spacecraft scanning an exoplanet system at range."
お願いしますって感じ。
So basically, from his perspective, this will help us figure out where we should send an AI interstellar planet scanning probe that would monitor aliens at a distance. You know, we're always worried that we're going to be monitored by aliens, but we're already planning.
Yeah.
To monitor aliens. So.
そうだね。見つけちゃったらどうするってずっと言ってるもんね。でも何年も言ってるもんね。
And with these new instruments, combined with artificial intelligence, you know, I think the capabilities of so many different things, today are.So far in excess of what we thought they would be. You know, because if you ask the question, what can you do with the James Webb telescope data with AI versus without AI, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
And And without AI, we wouldn't have a good idea of where to point it in the first place.
そうだね。だから私たちが子供の時はさ、まあ、人工知能とかロボットっていうと、まあ、ドラえもんみたいな感じでこう家にいて自分の生活を直接助けてくれるというかさ、まあ、家事を楽にしてくれるとか、うん、そういうレベルの想像しかできてないことが大半だったと思うけど、実際こういうふうにじゃあ本当に地球外生命体をガチで探しに行く具体的なプランみたいなさ、
うん、
それが本当に夢物語じゃなくて実際にこうやって動き始めてるっていうのはすごい変化だよね。
And I think something like this could be set up and then it's just an AI software that's running、
うん、
and it just runs 24/7, right?
Yeah.
It just runs. It just keeps analyzing. So anytime, you know, some...random person aims an instrument at the sky and gleans more data, the AI can collect that and refine, you know, its observations. And I think the idea of having these AIs kind of just running in place and just accepting new data, because something like this, it's looking atthe spectra, right? It's looking at spectral data from planets. It's looking at their atmospheres. Mm. There's no reason why it couldn't, on its own, just receive the latest spectral data.
Yeah.
And just let us know when it finds the aliens or whatever.
超自動。Right?
Is there any... I was thinking about this. Is there any post...AI breakthrough technology.
わかんないよね。もはや。
Because before we had the AI thing on the doorstep, like we do right now.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these technologies that people would talk about that would arrive in the future, you know, wireless electricity or teledildonics. I don't know. Whatever. But...Is there anything that is after AI?
そうだからそれがさ、それがさ、もうなんていうの、前も話したけどさ、サイファイの映画とかを見てるとすごいわかりやすいよね。だから結構長い間、こう、サイファイの映画とか小説とかを読めば、うん、もうすごい先のこと、
うん、
っていうのが多かったわけじゃん。
うん、
もう絶対実現できないんじゃないかみたいな妄想、
うん、
でも最近のって全部もう現実と混ざってるじゃん。
Yeah, even the sci-fi TV shows are like that.
そう、まあ、ブラックミラーなんてまさにもう直近みたいな話ばっかりやってるし、うん、こうなんて言うんだろうね、夢物語じゃなくなってるのはそれがもうできない、想像できないからなのか、もはやこの先を、
うん、
なんかその想像力の限界にもう来ちゃってるみたいなさ感じはするじゃん。
But there's no reason to think that we've spontaneously all become incredibly boring and unimaginative.
Boring っていうかなんかもう無理なのかなって思っちゃう。
This very idea is like has beenA joke told by Kurzweilian people, followers of Kurzweil, and anyone who believes in the singularity and believes in exponential technological advancement. This has been a joke because they would say, oh, they thought that, you know, what would we ever use this technology for? Or people thought that they had invented everything in like the 1950s or something. Mm. There was some famous quote from like the AT&T guy or something. But people thought at one point, hey, there's like nothing else we can really invent. This mm-hmm. is like before Wi-Fi and all this stuff. Because how do you think of Wi-Fi?
Right.
Right. And so this illusion was kind of established at briefly, like, oh, we've kind of invented everything. We're done.
Mm.
You know, that wasn't true, obviously. They've invented a bunch of stuff since then.
Yeah.
But now I feel like we're kind of back in that same spot. You know, where it's like, is there really some major breakthrough technology beyond general AI?
すごいバンプの手前に来るとバンプがでかすぎて想像できない。
Yeah, we can't see what happens after the bump.
だからある意味人工知能とか今やってることはバンプじゃなくてこの後に来る何かがバンプであってそれ突っかえて見えないっていうのはあるかもしれないね確かにそう考えると怖いけどねもう何これ以上そんなあるみたいなでも確かに昔の人も思ったんだろうしね例えば電話とかさ飛行機とかの後に
But I think it might be happening in a really different way now. Like if I was in Hollywood and I was like, hey, I need a good science fiction script.
Yeah.
You know, that's something about 50 years from now or 100 years from now. Like, I don't know what you could possibly come up with that's like believable and like positive. Yeah. You know, there's plenty of really negative.Science fiction futures that seem fairly believable.
あとはだからなんだっけ今やってaltered carbon みたいなのが多いよね、やっぱりその肉体を超えて、データだけやりくりするみたいなのがやっぱり一番新しい一番 最先端というかの可能、人類の可能性みたいな
But for them, in order for them to do that in that show, they had to take a very unrealistic stance on artificial intelligence, I think. Basically sidestep it completely.
そうだね。
You know, artificial intelligence is like some hotel manager that can't even...
Oh yeah, そうだ。
Like, that's そうだね。Like, really? Okay.
まあだって、そうだね。その人間の肉体を超えてでデータをやりくりするっていうのをメインのテーマにする場合 AI がそんなにはびこってちゃダメだもんね霞んじゃもんね、だからまあそうせざるを得なかったんだと思うけど
There are theories about what happens after this but all of them are very weird yeah they're very weird
Westworld もうすぐ始まるよえ多分
yeah
あ、しかもあれだよ、あの、菊池凛子とか真田広之とか出るんだよね。They showed a little bit of the Shogun world in the last season, and they're gonna apparently show more of it. Woohoo! So exciting! なんかすごい待った感じするもん。
Yeah.
それすごい楽しみ。
I think we're gonna live in the imagination. That must be what happens, right?
Like in Westworld?
I mean, that's sort of what happens, but probably in a more freeing and like digital way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of corny too. It bothers me.
What is?
The we all live in virtual reality. You know, we all live in the Matrix version of the distant future.
Yeah. そうだね。なんかこう、まあ、難しいけどこうせっかく体があるじゃん、それを本当に捨てる捨てちゃうっていうのはあるのかなっていうのは思うけどね
how much would you want to keep? Because this is like a decision that society at large would have to have some consensus on how much of the monkey body we really want to take with us
でも結局なんか最終的に個人にも寄りそうじゃないだってさセカンドライフとかさすごいハマる人はハマったわけじゃん、でもずっとパソコンの前でもうある意味体は捨ててる状態じゃん、でそれでもう何年も暮らして一番それがハッピーっていう人もいれば、それはちょっと楽しくないなって思う人もいるしさ
So is it not a bad thing if you are happy and you just play second life
まあ別にいいも悪いもないと思うけどね、もはや。
You think so? But what about all the beauty and nature and interfacing with the universe that's already here? Just ignore that and play some game that somebody made.
なんか人類全体がそうなっちゃったら悲しいけど。
It's sad in one person though.
でもなんかもうそれはしょうがない。もう好みだから。
But what's the difference between? Yeah, well, if everyone played, you know, Sims.
Yeah.
You know, just for whatever reason, there's like a very strange solar flare or extraterrestrial signal. But everyone wakes up at 8 a.m. tomorrow and starts playing Sims and just can't stop, right?
Yeah.
Is that... What kind of world is that? Let's say like they get paid to play. The economy is fine. You know, it's actually better this way if we all play Sims, right? Like you don't, like you can, you have two options. You can go to work, sit at your desk in your cubicle pressing pencils, or you can play Sims. You get paid
by playing Sims.
Slightly more if you play Sims.
Like from 9 to 5?
Yeah.
That's so depressing.
Why?
Because it's not productive at all. You're not producing anything.
Yeah, you are. Like you're, you know, Jim is healthy and Bob is, I don't know how Sims works, but you know, there's some progress in Sims, right?
Yeah.
And so as long as your value system is aligned to the Sims value system, because it does seem like they're kind of interchangeable, right? Like if we put you in a virtual reality tomorrow,
yeah,
and you stayed there for like 3 or 4 years, after a while you'd be like, you know what? This is a real place. It might as well be a real place. Like I can come here. I've been here for years. I know how it works.
But then again, it's not real, and you can never forget that. That's how I feel, and that's why I don't play games, because I can't forget that it's not real. It's always in the back of my head, and I'm always like, what am I doing?
But isn't it okay that it's not real?
No.
Okay, then, so that person shouldn't play Sims at home.
だからそれを忘れられる人はいいと思うんだよね、逆に。
Is that good, though?
Good っていうか、good も bad もないんじゃない？
Yeah, I don't know.
次。
Uber aims to have full-scale operations of flying electric car services in some major cities within 12 to 15 years, according to a presentation at the International Battery Seminar and Exhibit last week in Florida. The service, tentatively dubbed Uber Elevate, would transport up to 4 people in a flying car a distance of 30 kilometers at speeds up to 200 miles per hour. According to Selena Mikolajczak, such a flying vehicle would require batteries with an energy density of 400 watt-hours per kilogram in lithium-ion chemistry. Current lithium-ion battery technology on the market remains around the 250 to 300 watt-hours per kilogram level. Furthermore, the batteries would need a 2,000-cycle lifespan, and vertical takeoff and landing would require at least 500 kilowatts in takeoff power, sustained for 1 minute to lift the estimated 1,800 kilogram craft. Cruising at 150 miles per hour would require a sustained 71 kilowatts of power, and cruising at 200 miles per hour would require 120 kilowatts of energy.
先週フロリダで開催された国際電池セミナー展示会で、Uber が今後12年から15年の間に大都市における空飛ぶ電気自動車の運用を目指していると発表しました。 Uber Elevate と仮の名前がついている同サービスでは、最大時速およそ320キロで4人の乗客を30キロ程度の距離まで運ぶとのことです。 Uber のエンジニアリングディレクターセリーナ・ミコライチャク氏によると、現在市場に存在する電池は250から300ワットアワーパーキログラムですが、空飛ぶ自動車には400ワットアワーパーキログラムのリチウムイオン電池が必要です。さらに2000サイクル寿命が必要なほか、1800キロの車体を垂直に持ち上げるためには少なくとも500キロワットのエネルギーを1分間保つことが必要です。時速およそ240キロで走るには71キロワットのエネルギーが、 時速およそ320キロで走るには120キロワットのエネルギーが必要です。これさ、私があんまり空飛ぶ車について考えたことないから、
うん、
想像できてないんだけど、なんでこんな時速すごい速い想定なの？その時速320キロで走るには120キロワットのエネルギーが必要ですとかさ、
うん、
だから普通の今の車ぐらいだったらもっと全然少なくていいってことでしょ、う
ん、Well, if you don't go if you don't go fast in the air, you won't get anywhere because you're just it's more efficient to I mean, if you have if you just hovered in place, that'd be terrible, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not moving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you hover a little bit forward, that's terrible too, right? So for the best efficiency, there's going to be some speed that you're going to have to go.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Ah, それをか、その持ち上げてるエネルギーをコンペンセートするためにってこと?
Well, you're just, you would just be wasting a lot of energy if you didn't right, go that right. fast. And plus, people want to get to where they're going faster. That's the whole point of getting in a flying car. If it's slow, it's like, let me out of this thing.
そういうことか。
Slow. There's no traffic and we're going like 15 kilometers per hour, like what gives?
So, だからトラフィックがない前提ってことだよね。だから飛行機みたいにものすごいコントロールされてる状態ってことだよね。
Hopefully, yeah.
そうだよね。そっか。なんか
Some people don't like this idea.
うん、私もあんま嫌だな。なんか想像するとすごい邪魔じゃない？もう景色もへったくれもないじゃん。
Oh, are you imagining like hundreds of thousands of cars?
うん。
Like Kanpachi, like in the air.
うん。
246. I don't think that'll happen, though, right?
とかさ、なんだろう、今。
It's way more spread out.I feel like it'll be way less jama because we can get these things off the road maybe.
でも今って例えばマンションの5階に住んでるとかさ、十何階に住んでるとかさ、mm. 上に行けばこう誰にも見られないとかさ、まあプライバシーもあるけど、mm. 車いたらさ、
mm.
またそれは別のもう1階レベルになっちゃうじゃん。
But those, these fancy people living in these high-rise mansions are looking into the windows of everyone below them, right?
え、そういう問題?
Well, it's the same thing, though.
そういう問題じゃないよ。とかさ、なん、え、でも、どうなんだろうね。これ実現するのか。Well, だからその、さっきもテ、さっきからテクノロジーの未来の話してるけど、空飛ぶ車もさ、まあ昔から、こう、描かれることが多いじゃん。ただ、
But in movies,
実際どうなるのかっていう。
Generally in movies when you have flying cars, it's just some guy has a flying car and nobody else really has a flying car.
いやでもさ、例えば Altered Carbon とかそれこそ空飛ぶじゃん、車。
うん。
で、めっちゃいっぱいいるじゃん。
うん。Or like Fifth Element was a very...
あとあれなんだっけ、あの最近の Oh God.My brain.
On the Blade Ryan. Runner?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. yeah. So yeah. Blade Runner も車飛んでたよね。
I don't know, like... I want one. So it's hard for me to say it's a dumb idea.
Ah, so.
Because it's just... You just go outside, get in your flying car, just take off straight up, and you're going up, right? So everyone's flying... You can just fly at a different altitude.Like, if you're... Just make a rule, like, you have to fly over, I don't know, whatever height or something.
でも今ってさ、車が例えば、まあ事故とかは別として、車自体が壊れちゃった時にさ、まあ動かなくなっちゃうとか、まあ最悪ブレーキ効かなくなるとか。だけどさ、飛んでる時に壊れちゃったら最悪じゃない?
But there's like, you know, there's...Cessnas and stuff that fly over Tokyo, right? That could totally just fail.
でもさ、right. 結局飛行機はさそこまでこう運転する人が限られてるけど、実際ウーバーとかまさにさ、飛び始めたとして上からウーバー降ってくるとか超嫌じゃない？
I think it totally depends on what the rules are going to be.
そうだね。
If it's just, you know, you can do what you want, I think it'd be out of control, obviously. And the wind generated by takeoff is an issue too. You know, you can't just have these things taking off all over the place, just blowing everyone's hair off.
なんかもしかして私の今の生活スタイル？のせいで今こう思ってるのかもしれない。だから例えばそれこそシリコンバレーとかに住んでてもうトラフィック毎日やばくてすごいストレスみたいな人からするとこれは結構実用的というかあったらいいなって思うのかもしれないけど、あんまりこう普段、まあ、車乗らないしまず渋滞とかに巻き込まれることもないからなんかどこまで いるのかなっていうか本当に実用化するのかなとかっていうのがいまいち想像できないんだよ。
The traffic is so bad in Tokyo recently. I've almost completely given up. It doesn't matter like what day it is anymore. It's always bad.
工事とか多いから、オリンピックに向けて。
Well, there's a lot of that, but the number of large trucks that come through Tokyo on like Kannana and these other roads and Nihonoku, until about noon.There's just so many of these trucks coming into Tokyo, so it's completely packed until noon or about 1 p.m. And then the traffic jams clear up by like 2 p.m., 3 p.m.-ish. Okay. And then you have rush hour creeping in from around 4.
Yeah.
So there's about an hour of usable driving time in Tokyo now, based on my personal, you know, my perspective. But...
そっか。
I don't know how people do it here. Like just sit in there in the traffic. So yeah, maybe that's part of why I want a flying car, because driving like is not really working here anymore. But you don't need to get in an elevator. You can just land on the roof. You could just land on a mountain. You could own land in some totally random different place and just go there. Or maybe your house is like,built on an abandoned oil rig in the ocean or something. And that's like your best soul. And you just get in your car and you fly over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the freedom of that, you know, just let me get in my flying car. But Elon tweeted, he said, if you love drones above your house, you'll really love vast numbers of cars flying over your head that are 1,000 times bigger and noisier and blow away anything that isn't nailed down when they land.
ほらやっぱり嫌がってるやん嫌がってるじゃん。
Because the idea of he just doesn't trust people to fly these things all over the place. But they're basically would be large drones, right?
そうまあ電気自動車そうねドローンより静かであってほしいけどね今ドローンすごいうるさいじゃん。あれがやっぱりすごい嫌だっていう思いもある。あるしドローンがその辺飛び交ってるっていうのを想像してもそれも嫌だから、それにプラスして車ってなるとなんかやっぱちょっと抵抗はあるかな。
Why are drones so noisy? It's crazy、ね、how loud they are.
本当
I mean there's nothing
すっごいうるさいよね。
I mean it's just an electric motor. I don't understand. There must be somepropeller designs that make less noise or something. I don't know, but they sound. It's that hell screech.
Yeah.
You know that.
まあ、すっごい静かっていうか無音だったら無音でそれはそれでなんか気味悪いからやだって文句言うんだろうけど私は。
Zero sound.
そう。どっちにしろ嫌な。
There's this Chinese company called E Hong or something. I don't really know how to say it, but. This Chinese company they're making these transportation drones. It's like a flying car.
Okay.
And they've done a bunch of tests with these things. You know, they've tried putting on like, there's videos of them trying like four propellers, like 8 propellers, like 12 propellers. Basically, it's just like a little pod, and then there are these arms that come out from the sides.
Yeah.
It just looks like a upside down crab or something. But they have these arms coming out from all different sides, and they have propellers. They've tested it in like typhoons, and like it looks like it works. And I mean, so China already has one of these flying car type things that's pretty, I mean, they have everything down except for the battery problem, obviously. So one of the things that was highlighted in this Uber presentation is the battery issue, that the battery density right now is only at like 250 watt hours per kilogram.
このセリーナ・ナンチャラさんはテスラの人なんだよね、元。バッテリーの専門の人。
Some of the inspiration for this, like the numbers she used, especially like the 400 watt hour per kilogram mark is a number that was given by Elon originally for his electric aircraft idea. So Elon and, well, it seems like there are actually large companies working on this electric aircraft idea now, but it's the same energy density requirement, that 400 watt hours per kilogram. Right now, energy density for lithium ion batteries improves on average by 7% per year.
Oh, okay.
Which means in like 10 years, it'll double. Right? And that's been fairly reliable. There are other battery technologies people are working on, like sodium ion and sodium metal batteries, and they've been able to get energy densities of like 350 with the metal one they got 650 watt hours per kilogram. But there are like other problems with these alternative battery types that make them impractical still.
You know,
so it's like the energy density is the only good thing about it, in some of these. There's always a lot of news about batteries, and there's a lot of speculation about that. I mean, I was reading on the internet about the, you know, what the battery energy densities are, and these companies try to keep it secret, and people are trying to like dissect batteries and figure out where everyone's performance is at. It's extremely competitive. There's some Korean companies competing with, you know, Panasonic, who develops this, it's like the 2070 or whatever, the latest form factor for these batteries or whatever, but
okay.
It's like a huge deal because everything else is ready. And it's weird because there's so many people around the world with so much money sitting around like just waiting for this 7% improvement per year thing. And now there are people who are building the flying car and building electric aircrafts before they even have a functional power system because they want to do it first. You know?
すごいね。
Yeah, but then if that improvement doesn't materialize for whatever reason, like you're gonna be
みんなが困るね。各業界が。Okay. 文字起こしのテキストは Android、iPhone、Mac、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部読み放題っていう激安プランもありますので。要チェックです、単語テスト機能とかあとリーディング練習用のエッセイとかもあるので見てみてください、Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
します。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。